KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies at 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look for showers and thunderstorms today. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain and a high near 80. There is a flash flood watch that will be in effect for a large chunk of the listening area, including Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, Ringgold, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties, beginning at 4 p.m. today and running through 7 a.m. on Sunday. Radar shows some light scattered rain, basically stretching from northwest Iowa down to the western third of the state into the southwest corner, and a heavier band of showers stretching from the east central part of Iowa down through southern Iowa. And again, the heavy rainfall is expected for today, 1 to 3 inches possible in the Atlantic area. Police in western Iowa say a fourth person has been charged in the robbery death of a Council Bluffs man. Bluffs police said in a news release Friday that 25-year-old Ryan McDonald of Glenwood was arrested at around 3:30 a.m. Friday on a warrant charging him with first-degree murder in the January death of 38-year-old Adam Angroth. Police did not release any information explaining McDonald's suspected role in the killing. Prosecutors have also charged three people from Omaha in the killing, including a 16-year-old boy who's charged as an adult with first-degree murder. Angroth's body was found in his Council Bluffs apartment on January 24th. Police have still not released details of his death, including how he was killed. Red Oak police have arrested 43-year-old Jason Neal Beecham of Red Oak on a felony assault charge. Beecham was taken into custody at around 10:15 a.m. Friday for domestic abuse assault, third, or subsequent offense. Since he had two prior convictions for domestic abuse assault, the penalty was enhanced to a Class D felony. Beecham was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail, pending an appearance before the magistrate. An Adair County man was transported by helicopter to Methodist Hospital Thursday evening following a motorcycle accident in Union County, north of Kent. The sheriff's office at 62-year-old John Charles Boyk of Greenfield was operating the 2005 Triumph Rocket 111 cycle at a high rate of speed eastbound on Highway 34 at around 5:15 p.m. Thursday when he failed to negotiate a slight curve in the road. The motorcycle went off the road and into the gravel before continuing through the shoulder and into the ditch. Boyk and the cycle then continued toward a building located at 2038 Highway 34. Outside the building was a movable 4-foot by 8-foot sign. After the cycle and Boyk hit the sign, Boyk was ejected from the machine, which came to rest in the ditch. He was thrown about 40 feet from the site where the cycle had stopped. Boyk suffered suspected serious incapacitating injuries and was transported by ambulance to the Creston Airport before being flown to the hospital by Life Flight. The motorcycle sustained $10,000 damage, while the yard sign sustained about $500 damage. The Glenwood Police Department yesterday reported 53-year-old Leslie Hamilton of Glenwood was arrested Thursday for driving while revoked. She has since posted bond and was released. And 36-year-old Jeremiah King of Glenwood was arrested Thursday for OWI first offense. He has also since posted bond. The Iowa Department of Corrections reports 27-year-old Kevon Andre Moss, who was convicted of assault while participating in a felony in Pottawatomie County, failed to report back to the Council Bluffs Residential Correctional Facility as required Friday morning. Moss is a black male, 5 feet 8 inches tall, weighing 188 pounds. He was admitted to the work release facility on April 16, 2019. Persons with information on Moss's whereabouts should contact their local authorities. You can see a picture of the man in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And officials to the Iowa Department of Corrections report 25-year-old Roy Dylan Sanchez, who was convicted of theft in the first degree and other crimes in Webster County, failed to report back to the Fort Dodge Residential Center as required Friday, and his GPS tracker had been removed without authorization. Sanchez is a Hispanic male, 6 feet 2 inches tall, weighing 182 pounds. He was admitted to work release facility on April 9th. Anyone with information about his whereabouts should contact their local authorities. And as with the other escapee, there is a picture of this man on our news page at KJAN.com. Iowa Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds and Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg will attend various events around western Iowa this coming week. On Friday, May 24th, the governor and lieutenant governor will attend a flood advisory board meeting at the ISU Center in Malvern beginning at 10 a.m. And both will be in Sac City at 4:30 p.m. that same day to attend the Sac County Home Base Iowa event. While parts of Iowa had record high temperatures in the low 90s on Thursday, forecasters say cooler, wetter weather will likely dominate much of the rest of the month and well into June. During a National Weather Service briefing on Friday, climatologist Martha Shulsky said heavy rain will spread across Iowa and much of the northern plains next week, raising the critical risk of renewed flooding.
The prediction is in the 3 to 5 inch range, so pretty active pattern. And these forecasts have been pretty consistent, which gives you some higher confidence in the forecast actually verifying. So certainly something to look out for in terms of impacts over the next week.
In spite of a few scattered hot and humid days, Iowa's weather has been much cooler than normal this spring, and forecasters anticipate that pattern will continue.
Continued higher probability for below normal temperatures for a swath in the central U.S. This is combined with the increased probability of wetter than normal conditions for June.
Thanks to the El Nino, it's possible the cool, wet weather will last well into summer, as will the risk of more flooding as the ground remains saturated in many parts of the state. A teen searching for arrowheads in southern Iowa found something much bigger, the prehistoric jawbone of a mastodon. The 30-inch bone belonged to a juvenile mastodon, which is an elephant-like animal believed to have roamed Iowa some 34,000 years ago. Officials at the University of Iowa Paleontology Repository, which now has possession of the bone found last week, say the mastodon might have stood 7 feet tall. The farmers who donated the jaw and related bones to the repository did so anonymously, saying they didn't want to encourage people to trespass on their property looking for fossils. There are likely to have more fossils on that same land as the owners found other mastodon remains there decades ago. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Betty A. Dennis, age 75, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Betty Dennis will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Merlin Roy Jensen, age 82, of Avoca, died February 18th. Graveside services for Merlin Jensen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Janice Namani, age 83, of Lewis and formerly of Lanik, died November 20th. Due to the predicted forecast for rain today, the celebration of life service for Janice Namani will be held 11 a.m. at the Brayton Town Hall instead of in the Oakfield Cemetery as planned. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Ward Seaburn, age 89, of Manila, died Tuesday at the Crawford County Hospital in Denison. A mass of Christian burial for Ward Seaburn will be today at 1 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila is in charge of the arrangements. Robert Lee Meyer, age 77, of Irwin, died Wednesday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Robert Meyer will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Robert Skip Curlin, age 89, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Skip Curlin will be held this coming Monday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Nancy Christensen, age 71, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Nancy Christensen will be on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Arlene K. Wiley, age 74, of Mesa, Arizona, and formerly of the Lyman and Macedonia areas, died January 16th. A memorial graveside service for Marlene Wiley will be held June 8th at 11 a.m. at St. John's Cemetery, south of Lyman. Recon Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Hilmer Eugene Mathis, age 90, who's formerly of Griswold, died April 30th at the Cass County Hospital. A memorial service for Hilmer Mathis will be held June 11th at 10 a.m. at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Ladine Osler Casey, age 92, of Scottsdale, Arizona, native of Griswold, died December 1st in Arizona. A memorial service for Ladine Osler Casey will be held June 22nd at 10 a.m. at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. John Peters, age 81, of Ames and formerly of Lewis, died Thursday at the Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown. Services for John Peters are currently pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.